All right, good morning. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Tuesday, June 8th, and we're doing this so that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Marcus. Good morning. Well, great to have you back.
Yeah. So looking at the markets this morning, I mean, U.S. stock futures here point to a flat open. And I mean, markets are definitely in a wait and see mode, right?
Yeah, they are. Yesterday, things were kind of mixed. The S&P and Dow were negative with the NASDAQ slightly higher. So just kind of waiting and trying to figure out, are there inflation concerns? What's the Fed going to do? What's the next big news? And then this morning, Dow's down just a tiny bit, Dow futures, that is. And then the E-mini S&P and NASDAQ are slightly higher. That the E-mini NASDAQ's making a little bit of a move, though.
Yeah, if you look at it this morning, really, Dow futures flat, yes, slightly up. And as I said, NASDAQ up 0.5% this morning. But overall, if you just look at it, yeah, markets are waiting for the key report on Thursday. We talked about it. Let me see. Do I have the right week? No, I don't. We are already in this week. There we go. So in 2 days from now, we have the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and this will be the inflation gauge. And then, of course, all eyes are on the FOMC meeting that is scheduled for the week after. So this will be next week because we will see what the Fed says. And recent comments by Fed officials here suggest that the Fed actually is beginning to think about to prepare the markets for tapering its assets purchases, right?
Yeah. You know, I mentioned yesterday that Yellen was kind of saying, inflation, not a big deal. We need things to go up. And now granted, she's the Treasury Secretary. And now, you know, her job was kind of, you know, pushing the new infrastructure, you know, spending bill. She's no longer the Fed chair, but at the same time, she's played that role. She's played that part. So, you know, I think that it's definitely setting up for, hey, interest rates are higher and it's okay. At least that's going to be the message.
We'll see. Hey, it's a super busy morning because this morning, major websites like Reddit and also global news websites, including the Financial Times, New York Times and Bloomberg, experienced an internet outage and displayed the dreaded 503 error message. And this is because a cloud computing company, Fastly, FSLY, they reported a technical issue this morning. So they said on the website around 6 a.m. Eastern time that it was investigating a technical issue. And 15 minutes later, they had resolved this issue. But there's a question right now. Could this have been another attack, or is it really just a technical issue? So Fastly this morning, right now down 2.4%. It was down as much as 3% this morning. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, do you think that there's something more behind it, a little more mischievous?
I don't know. Recently we had these attacks, right? We had it on the Colonial Pipeline. We had it on a major meat processor. So, I mean, hackers definitely seem to be encouraged. We will talk about the attack on the Colonial Pipeline because there were some news this morning. Yeah. But yeah, it could be, or maybe it was just a technical glitch. Anyhow, many major companies are using Fastly. So also this morning, Amazon, Twitter, PayPal, Spotify, Twitch, BBC and The Guardian, they were also affected this morning. So anyhow, we'll see if you learn more about this or if it was really just an outage. Let's talk about the meme stocks. The meme stocks are on fire again. So yesterday, AMC jumped up almost 15%, this morning up 5%. BlackBerry yesterday up 13.7%, this morning up 6%. GameStop here as well, yesterday up 12.7%, this morning up 6%. So what's going on here?
The Reddit group keeps on going. I'll be honest, I expected a little faster fizzle on this one, right? And you know, you have mentioned it, maybe not in these videos, but in others, that the AMC CEO has just been playing this perfectly. And I agree. He's catering to the crowd. He's basically saying, hey, these are crazy prices, but here's free popcorn. You know,
it's yeah. Now, right now, also the SEC gets involved. So the SEC started getting involved and said on Monday, yesterday, that it is watching this ongoing volatility in the market. And they say, we are looking for disruptions, manipulative trading, or other misconduct. And they also vowed to protect its retail investors. But I mean, there is no misconduct. It is just a bunch of investors getting together and and driving the market higher. There's nothing wrong with this. There's no market manipulation. This is perfectly legal. So I don't know what they are trying to implement. And as you can see, it doesn't affect these stocks at all.
Yeah, and to your point, Marcus, you know, pumping and dumping is illegal, right? Where someone says, hey, this is a hot stock. And they've purchased the stock for a penny and they're just, you know, pumping it everywhere and then they sell it and make five times their money. But there's literally people saying, I want AMC to go to the moon. I'm in, you know, like it's going up and going down. And they're saying, I'm holding diamond hands, you know? So this is a movement. It's beyond just the pump and dump. And right. If it was pump and dump, the SEC would have something to look
right.
into.
And as you said, the CEO is actually playing with the crowd here and trying to please them. Even though he warned that it is definitely overvalued. Now, he's not the only one. There were six AMC executives that made more than $8 million. They were selling shares last week, and they have to disclose it. So this is where we saw some filings with the SEC. They sold 150,000 shares last week, cashed in on $8 million. And yet, I mean, who can stop AMC? Seems to go.
I mean, how can you not take some profits if you're an executive member holding some shares, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about some earnings this morning. Did you see anything popping up?
I saw Stitch Fix.
Yeah, Stitch Fix.
That's
another retailer. Another retailer.
Retail's been doing pretty well. Last I saw, they were up 12.6%, I think. They only lost 18 cents per share, but they were expecting a 27 cent per share loss. They also reported better revenue and an upbeat forecast. So some nice movement pre-market for them.
Yeah, I saw it earlier this morning as high as 15%, but they're holding on to this. I mean, up pre-market 12%, so they will open with a gap higher.
There was also Marvel Technology, MRVL.
Yep. Well, I saw they were also up 6%. Okay, cool.
Yeah, some nice movement. They had an earnings beat, and they expect current revenue to surpass $1 billion for the first time. So the current quarter revenue, they hope to break that $1 billion mark. So traders seem to like those comments.
And let's talk about Bitcoin. So Bitcoin has a rough time here. First, Elon Musk is tweeting a very cryptic breakup tweet, right? Then they had their conference in Miami last week, and you talked about it yesterday, more than 12,000 people in attendance. But this morning, Bitcoin is down. This morning, Bitcoin again below 33,000. What's happening there?
You know, I saw an article that tied this to the money that was seized from the hacker group DarkSide over the Colonial Pipeline ransom. Ware attack. So the U.S. sees 2.3 or 4.4?
No, it was 4.4 that they paid, right? This
That's
was
right.
the ransom. And the Department of Justice sees 2.3 million. So a little bit more than half here. And carry on.
Yeah, so the FBI said they were able to access the private key or password from a Bitcoin wallet where those funds were paid. And they were able to get 2.3 million back. So could this be tied to that? You know?
Yeah, I mean, of course. What now? You can hack a password, right? So, I mean, this is where everybody said, well, cryptocurrencies, they are secure. And of course, there's right now, again, how did they hack the password? We don't know. But it is just concerning that they did it and were able to recover some of the ransom. And now there's some concerns. Okay, is there a security problem or not? So this is why this morning Bitcoin sliding here a little bit. I mean, not dramatically, but definitely below 33,000 again. So we are going in this territory where we were earlier this month. Now this was actually mid-May where we dipped to 30,000. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, and although we made some pushes lower, this if we stay at these levels, it could be the lowest close since February. So,
we'll see. Hey, we got to talk about Biogen, BYB. So Biogen, a massive move yesterday. I mean, just look at this bar. This is just crazy. It went all the way from 280 to 480 yesterday before settling at around 400. So did you see what was happening there?
Yeah, the FDA approved its groundbreaking Alzheimer's drug. So that's big news. And traders are rejoicing.
It's the first ever Alzheimer drug that is approved. Yeah. Now, it's not curing Alzheimer, but it is slowing it down. That's what they say. However, it's an expensive drug. Did you hear about this? How much it costs? So the treatment with this drug will cost $36,000 per year per patient. And you have to take it when you have Alzheimer. You have to keep taking it so that it slows it down. It doesn't cure it, but it slows it down here.
Wow.
All right. What else? Apple had its developers conference that started yesterday. Pre-market, didn't really move the market. So yesterday they closed unchanged. This morning they're up 0.8%. Did you catch some of the highlights?
No.
It's actually pretty cool. So first of all, they're doing some FaceTime updates. And the FaceTime updates, this is where they say the video calls will get screen sharing capabilities. So they're taking on Zoom right now. Okay. And so because they say users will be able to schedule and send links to FaceTime calls even to their Android friends. And this is a biggie for Apple because you know that Apple likes to stay in their universe, like, okay, us Apple users, we're sticking together. Now I'm a big Apple fan. I mean, I have the iPad, I have the MacBook Pro, I have the iPhone, I have everything Apple here. So I'm very happy. But this is actually kind of cool. So you know that often for these Zoom calls or for these face-to-face calls to use Zoom. Maybe can they crack into this? Let's actually see how is Zoom reacting to it this morning. Let's just quickly bring it up because this is definitely attacking Zoom. Well, Zoom pretty unimpressed. I mean, everybody says, well, okay, FaceTime is FaceTime. We're using it to call grandma or our parents or our kids, right? Anyhow, good. So another thing though that I'm actually excited about, what they they will implement a focus mode so that notifications are not always popping up like bing, 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 bing. So the focus mode will limit interruptions from non-work related apps and friends. So I don't know. We'll see what it does. Now, other highlights, you can upload your ID to Apple Wallet right now, and this will be accepted by the TSA for screening. So you don't now you have your boarding pass and your ID on your phone. I think this is pretty cool. Also, I mean, cars that are connected to Apple, you can unlock your car or front door from your iPhone. Maps are supposedly getting better. And there's also a possibility that you can add trusted contacts to your iCloud. So if you forget your password, that you can get back into this. Anyhow, just
the idea. The ID is awesome because it's such a hassle going through the airport where you have your ticket on your phone and then you're scrambling for your ID or passport. So that's cool.
Yeah. Anyhow, lots of things going on, but we have to jump into our Zoom meeting with our mastermind members talking about Zoom, right? Where we trade the open live. So really looking forward to this. Hope that you enjoyed this video. If you did, give us a like, subscribe to the channel, and we will see you in the next update. Have a great day.
Happy trading, everybody.